This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
Eye Health Services in England. MPs are currently taking part in an all-party group for eye health, which is considering how to deal with capacity problems within eye clinics amid claims this is leading to people losing their sight when it could be saved. RNIB campaigns manager Jessica Hall says people have the opportunity to get involved.
The APPG wants to hear from patients, their families and carers who have experience of using eye care services. And you can have your say by getting in touch and completing a patient survey. The APPG are going to use the findings to make recommendations to the government and the NHS, commissioners and STPs, which could deliver real change for patients' eye health and the delivery of eye care. So we really want to encourage you to get involved if you're a patient or you have a relative who's using local eye care services to ensure that your experiences are taken into account. You simply have to go to www.surveymonkey.co.uk/r/APPG-inquiry.
And Jessica says RNIB is always on the lookout for new members and new volunteers who would like to get involved with the future of the charity.
At RNIB, our ambition is to make the world a better place for people who are affected by sight loss. And we believe that by coming together as a connected community and using our collective voice, we can achieve our goal of a better world where people are included, they're equal and independent.
The RNIB wants blind and partially sighted people to help them prepare future campaigns and projects and influence how they are portrayed to the public at large. They've launched a new scheme called Playing Your Part, which encourages people to get more involved with the charity's decision-making and how it affects the visually impaired community across the country. Full details are available on rnib.org.uk. Natalie Swiderska from the charity says it's all about helping RNIB help their members.
Some of the great things we're trying to do now is, as we're sort of developing our ideas around some of our publications or around some of our public campaigns, so the things that went out recently on Channel 4, we want to be able to get in touch with a few people before we do that to say, you know, what do you think about it? Is there anything we could do differently? What do you think of the messages? Is it on point? So, yeah, we're hoping to bring more of that to the community before we actually do it, so we can make sure that it's all relevant, it's interesting, it hits the nail.
RNIB is looking for suggestions from blind and partially sighted people from all over the country to create a brand new sensory garden. The charity has been invited to create the new garden for the forthcoming Hampton Court Flower Show, which takes place in late 2018. Leading gardener Steve Dimmock says they want to involve everyone.
It's really an idea to sort of enhance blind and partially sighted people's lives with somewhere pleasant, relaxing, stress-free to go. And we can do the garden at Hampton Court and then hopefully move it on to somewhere else so it can get used afterwards. But it's also an idea for what people can do with their own gardens.
Anyone with ideas or suggestions for the garden should email radio@rnib.org.uk entitled Garden for All. Steve says there have already been some excellent suggestions.
The initial kind of thoughts that we've had from talking to your colleagues at the RNIB down here about what might be a nice thing to do is to get some feeling of people being included and not alone. So I've got this idea of having different paths coming into a central sort of area, and the paths would be different lengths, so they denote the different time spans of people going blind. So you could have a tiny little short path for somebody instantly affected by an accident, or a long winding path that denotes somebody that's got a degenerative type of illness that's going to send them blind over a longer period of time, but all meeting together in the middle for a sort of a seating area where everybody can get together.
And that's this week at RNIB.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.